Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
The following is a special Boston Bastard Brigade presentation.
On another edition of B3's 101 is the drummer for one of the most popular rock bands out there, and saying that is still kind of an understatement. They sold 20 million records worldwide, and they plan to tackle on a few million more with their third self-titled release, their second to hit the top of the Billboard charts. Tonight they're playing in Worcester at a sold-out show in the Palladium. It gives me great pleasure to welcome from Evanescence, Mr. Wellheim. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
How are you, man? What's happening?
I'm doing really good. How about you?
Doing good, man.
Now, you have one of the most...
The record is going great.
Yes. Now, you have one of the most impressive resumes regarding all the bands you played with, from Static X and Methods of Mayhem, Black Label to Society, and now back with Evanescence. And even during recording this latest album, you wound up taking over drumming duties for Stained. Now, how did you manage to find the time to do all of this stuff?
Well, I mean, it's kind of interesting. It's like, it sounds like a lot, but when you kind of put it all together, and, it's really, really what's more, like, hectic is, like, something like what I'm doing right now, which is out on this tour with Evanescence, because we're, like, we're just getting started, but it's, it's every day, and, this, I think this runs almost it's, like, 12 weeks long, so, that kind of takes up a lot of time, but doing, like, the other things and the fill and stuff and stuff like that, it sounds like a lot, but it's really not, and, it's just more about, I guess being prepared to go into something like the Stain thing, and, we rehearse 2 days and then play 4 shows or whatever, or, with Black Label, that was, I actually had the time to do it because, the Evanescence stuff was still kind of just starting to, I guess get geared up, so it's, I like to play, man, and I'm happy to do it, and, it's a labor of love, so it's actually kind of easy, man.
And it's terrific to hear something like that. Now, you mentioned new album just came out. Have you felt like this new album that all of you guys have worked on has truly, like, united the band as a whole?
Definitely, man. I mean, we went in on March 1st. Well, let me back up a little bit. We started writing as a group, and I think it was May or April of 2010. Yeah, 2010. And, and then Amy wrote with Terry and Tim, separately on some occasions, and then sometimes with me. And then on March 1st of this year, we went in to SIR in Nashville with Nick Lasky Lennox, our producer, and started doing all the pre-production. And, we really built this thing from the ground up. I mean, there were some pre-existing things, definitely, but we really built it from the ground up as a group. And, it's like, I think, Amy said this before, there's a couple of firsts for this record, and one of them is that, number one, it's the first time that the same lineup that finished the last tour went in together to do the record, and then the other first is that this is the first time that Amy's collaborated with, the entire band on the record. Usually it's just her and one other person in front of a computer doing it all, before, they actually record, so this is the first for that as well. So, yeah, it's definitely, a group effort, and I feel really blessed, that Amy entrusted, us with that, it's an honor and privilege, and it's really awesome, it's kind of great.
And the end results show on the new album, by the way. I think it's the strongest Evanescence album to date right now, so you should be really proud of yourselves.
Thanks, man, I appreciate that. Yeah, we are, man, we're really proud with the results, and, we did it, kind of say we did it our way, and, we're happy with it, man.
Yeah. Now, I know there's been a bit of a break from the band the past couple of years, and There's also, like, the changes in lifestyles. Like, you know, I know a couple band members getting married and such. Do you think that Evanescence has kind of struggled to keep its roots during this time, or do you think it's just been easy pickings?
Well, you know, to be fair, or, you know, and honest, you know, when Troy and I came in 2007, you know, it was really, Amy was very upfront about what she was looking for. She said, you know, look, I just want to finish, I need some guys to help me finish this tour behind this record for the next 7-8 months, and then I'm going to take some time off, and it's indefinite, and I don't know if I'll ever do Evanescence again. I don't know where I'm headed with this, and so when that time down, you know, always in the back of my mind, I really hope that, you know, hey, maybe she'll fall in love with this thing again, or she'll miss it and want to come back to it, you know. And I looked at it, and Troy looked at it like, you know, our job is to try to leave a good taste in her mouth, you know, unlike what's happened in the past, so that, you know, when she starts to think about this again, it's in a positive way, and that, you know, she'll look forward to getting back together with us again. And, you know, it took some time, but it happened. And, you know, that's why, part of why I stayed busy, though, because, you know, I love to play, and I didn't want to play, you know what I mean? But I always hoped that we would come back to this.
True. So it was very easy to come back and record for this new album.
Yeah, definitely, man. I mean, once we got back in, it's like we hadn't missed a beat, you know.
Now, for this new album, you've worked with a producer, I hope I don't butcher his name, Nick Rasculenez, and he's new to Evanescence.
Yeah.
So how was it working with him? Because he's got a bit of a resume himself, too.
Yeah, I mean, that was going to be the guy. I was ecstatic, man, because, you know, looking at his resume and just thinking about the things that he's done. I read a couple of articles with him, and, you know, he's just really, you know, rock and roll guy. And I was excited because it kind of put it in my mind that, you know, we're going to go make a rock and roll record, and that's really cool. And being with him, man, it's like, you know, he's the first guy to get his hands dirty. He's like, once we got set up in the room and we start pre-production, you know, we dug right in, man. And he's like the other band member, you know what I mean? And,
so he's kind of like leading the charge of sorts.
Totally, man. I mean, he gets right in there. He's like, okay, this is, you know, you guys got this. This is great. He's got great enthusiasm. He's like, so let's start capitalizing. You know, he's picking up the strengths of each thing, and just like, he's like a kid, man. It's like, I felt like I was in my garage in high school with a buddy of mine rocking out. You know, it's killer.
That's awesome, and it's good to have that sort of feeling, kind of like going back to your roots of where you started, and Nick brought that.
Absolutely, dude. Absolutely. And then, in the meantime, you know, on little downtimes, you know, he and I are geeking out talking about Loudness and Rat and Dog and all this other stuff. So, yeah, we got along famously.
Yeah. Now, for the first single, What You Want, there were initially some, like, difficulties trying to figure out what you wanted to do for the video. So how did you feel about the creative process of that, and what did you think of the end result?
I think that, you know, I didn't have much, none of the band really had much to do with the actual creative input. I think the treatment was actually written by Amy's sister, which is kind of cool, you know, that's all in the family, I guess. But,
yep.
Once we heard about it and we went and did it, I mean, I think the end result's amazing, man. It's a really cool looking video, it's high energy, and, you know, it's like it basically films in a really sweaty, stinky rock bar, and I mean, you know, all the sweat and all that stuff's real, man. That place is about 150 degrees and stinky and all those things, man. It's awesome.
And again, it's like bringing back to the roots of, like, sort of like the origin of Evanescence. Playing in the CD
club.
You're on tour right now, but for this tour, you guys are sticking to slightly smaller arenas and clubs, unlike, like, previous areas, like amphitheaters, large arenas. Now, what brought about this change, and do you prefer to be much closer to your fans while playing live?
I love playing in venues like this, man, because it's really intimate and really, you know, back to that sweaty, stinky rock bar thing, getting back to your roots, and there's a certain energy level that you get from crowds in places like this when they're real close together, and, you know, maybe it's a little hot, a little uncomfortable, and, I mean, I think it exudes a certain result when you're in atmospheres like that. As far as, like, why we're doing it like this, The last record, The Open Door, when that came out, they did the same thing. They went around and played theaters and kind of just warmed it up, you know, as people were getting used to the record. And I think that that's one thing, and I think that the other thing, I mean, these shows have all been sold out, you know, we've been killing it out here, so it's exciting, man. I think it also adds a level of excitement that, you know, these things are sold out and not everybody can get in.
Yeah.
And it's definitely got that feeling like, man, there's really something going on here, so it's exciting, man. I'm glad we're doing it this way.
Absolutely, I'm glad you have that enthusiasm. It's great to see bands like that, like, just say, yes, we're here for our audience, and we love you all.
Yeah, it's amazing, man. It's just awesome. I'm totally digging this.
From all the places that you've performed, with all the artists that you've shared the stage with, has there been, like, one show in particular that stood out for you the most?
Yeah, definitely. I would say the first night that I filled in for Motley Crue would be the most surreal, unbelievable, like, oh my God moment ever for me, you know? And it was, you know, the curtain was up, the kabuki drop was up, and, you know, Nikki, you know, the intro's rolling, and Shout of the Devil's the first song, and Nikki hops up on the drum riser, looks back at me, and he's like, man, are you ready? And I'm like, no. I'm freaking out, man, you know, I'm literally peeing in my pants at this point. So, yeah, that was, you know, the epitome of that. I mean, you know, I was a kid growing up listening to that. They were my heroes, and just to be on the stage in that spot was bizarre at best, and just amazing, you know, kind of hard. You can't dream that kind of stuff, man.
Mm. Now, with working with Motley Crue, did that lead you towards working with Tommy Lee and his solo stuff and Methods of Mayhem as well?
Well, I'd actually already worked with him prior to that. You know, we had done the Never a Dull Moment tour together when I played with his drummer, and then we're really good friends. You know, he's a good friend of mine, and when that happened, he was injured, you know, and we called me, and I came out there, and I knocked it out, man. But what happened after that was I started playing with Vince Neil, you know, doing solo shows with Vince for about a year and a half.
Wow.
And, so, yeah, I mean, then I ended up playing with Motley again in England when Tommy got injured, and I just happened to be over there. That's another story. But, yeah, man, I mean, you know, it led to other things, and I think more than anything else is, like, getting the job with Tommy and actually being Tommy's drummer was, you know, a huge door opener for me because, you know, people are like, man, that guy's getting up to be Tommy's drummer, he must not suck. So, you know, started getting some other gigs and stuff, you know.
Yeah. Now, I'm sure that there's been some, like, great stories that you could share from the road. What would you say would have to be, like, the wildest, funniest experience you've had on the road to date?
God, man. Let's see. That's a good one. I don't know, man. I mean, the funniest one so far to date with this band was, you know, when Tim McCord walked out of his hotel room butt naked, thinking it was the bathroom, and, pulled the fire alarm. That's probably going to be the funniest one to date.
Wow. Let's do the last one then, the three-album island. If you were stuck on a deserted island, which three albums would you like to have on your person to keep you sane until your imminent rescue, and why?
Let's see. I'm going to go with Motley Crue, Shout of the Devil.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Rat, Invasion of Your Privacy. And I'm going to go with Led Zeppelin 2.
Ooh, very good choices.
Yeah, man, that's where I'm living.
Will Hunt, thank you so much for joining us on B3's 101. We are looking forward to seeing you guys play live tonight, and I hope you guys kick ass and take names.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. Take care and good time.